happy to be joined now by ESPN's Adam Schefter. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time. You said it's been, what, 5 or 6 years since you've been here. So much has changed, not just how the field is designed, the layout, but who's on the field, this staff. When you see what happened to this team over the offseason, what does that tell you in terms of what John Elway's trying to do here?
Well, he's trying to get the team to the next level. Everybody knows that. But what's interesting about it to me is that they brought back so many familiar faces, so many people that Denver knows so well, the Broncos organization knows so well. It's not just Gary Kubiak. It's Rick Dennison. It's Wade Phillips. It's all these people have been here before. And they've had such a prominent role, and they've had such great success here, and there's so many great memories the fans have of them and they have of the city. You bring everybody together, and you try to recreate some of the magic that you had back in 1997 and 1998.
So when you see those additions with the coaching staff, who they did bring back, they keep Eric Studisfield, keep tight, keep some of those pieces because they're putting these two different parts together. John Elway wanted to make sure, of course, Demaryius Thomas was going to be a part of that. Is that enough making sure he's here? Do you think with Peyton, what he's being asked to do in terms of those other personnel they lost, Julius Thomas, Wes Welker, still shaping up to do what Gary Kubiak will want them to do?
Well, I think they got the personnel here. The real question to me is on the offensive line. Yeah. They could replace Julius Thomas. They could replace Wes Welker. Those are great players, but you have the quarterback. You have a running game. You can do a lot of different things. The real question to me is you've got one returning starter on the offensive line, Luis Vasquez. And beyond that, there's a lot of question marks. There are guys that can do it, who they believe can do it, but we don't know yet that they can do that. And until you see those guys run that zone blocking scheme and give Peyton the time that he needs, that remains a major question mark with this team, is how that offensive line is going to fare. So we could bring up all the changes they've made and all the glamorous positions. The fact of the matter, it's in the trenches that will determine how far this team goes.
I know you're busy. You're going all over the place. You're flying out tonight. You like coming back here, though. Come back to Denver and talk to John and other folks you used to work with.
I love coming back here. I mean, this city's in my soul. I spent 16 years here. I worked in this building from the time I was 23 years old till I was 39. So in a way, I feel like I grew up here. And so it's an old home. It's like anybody going back to their college town times four, because I spent 16 years here, not four. And Denver gives me a tremendously warm feeling. It's sad not to live here anymore. My life is in New York. That's where I live. It's where my family lives, where they're from. And so that's where I'm at. But I love Colorado and hold a special place for it in my heart.
Well, glad you had a chance to stop by. You're going to a lot of camps here during training camp, and come back again soon, please.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks very
much. ESPN's Adam Schefter. You can catch him on just about every show on ESPN that has to do with football. For Adam, I'm Chris.